This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she called her surreal ghostly scene in a devastated village. She pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured a village on the river in western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly flooding, rising floodwaters. Although they had no deaths or injuries in the town, other places were not so lucky. The death toll in the one area where Scholz is located stood at 112. The front-runner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has apologized for a scene in which he was seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right union bloc to be Germany's next leader. He is also the governor of North Rhine-Westphalia state, which was one of two badly hit areas by last week's floods. A rights group in Russia is shutting down, citing a fear that its members and supporters would be prosecuted after the Russian authorities blocked the group's website for allegedly publishing content from an undesirable organization. The Team 29 Association of Law and Journalists, specializing in treason and espionage cases and freedom of information issues, said Sunday that Russians and authorities accused it of spreading content of a Czech group that had been declared undesirable in Russia. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thai police fired water cannon, tear gas, and rubber bullets Sunday to stop protesters from marching on the office of the prime minister, calling for him to resign. More than 1,000 protesters took part in the demonstration despite an expanded coronavirus lockdown. Demonstrators carried mock body bags to represent coronavirus deaths as they blamed the prime minister and his government for mismanaging the COVID-19 pandemic. The use of force by the police came after some protesters tried to dismantle barbed wire and metal barricades and set up by the authorities to block roads from Democracy Monument to Government House, where the prime minister works. Protests marked 1 year since the first of a wave of large-scale street protests led by youth groups that attracted hundreds of thousands of people across the country. The lawyers for several prominent Egyptian activists and journalists say their clients were released from custody on Sunday following months of detention. They had been arrested on charges including joining or aiding a terrorist group and spreading false news. In recent months, Egyptian authorities have released detainees ahead of the major Muslim holidays. In the United States, Los Angeles County residents are again required to wear a mask indoors regardless of their vaccination status. It's a mandate that health officials hope will reverse the latest spikes in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. The rule went into effect late Saturday for the nation's largest county, where the rising caseload is led by the highly transmissible Delta variant. L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis said on ABC's This Week that the mask rule will save lives. California has seen a steady rise in cases since the state fully reopened its economy on June 15th that did away with capacity limits and social distancing. Two South African soccer players have become the first athletes inside the Olympic Village to test positive for COVID-19. Other cases connected to the Tokyo Games were also confirmed Sunday to highlight the task organizers face to keep the virus contained while the world's biggest sports event plays out. Positive tests came as some of the expected 11,000 athletes and thousands more team officials from across the globe began arriving in the village, having traveled through the pandemic to Tokyo. The Olympics opened Friday. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has said there was zero risk of athletes passing on the virus to Japanese or other residents of the village, but that bold statement was already being tested. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.